Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. The Emmys are turning 75 this year, and to commemorate that milestone, they have come up with the top 75 most impactful television moments. Now, this is what is listed or written on the Emmy's official website. In celebration of the Emmy Awards 75th anniversary, we invited Television Academy members to review several hundred programs and news moments submitted by our peer group executive committees, and then to vote on those they felt have the greatest impact or had the greatest impact on the viewing public over the past 75 years. The top 75 most impactful television moments is an exciting look at the television experiences that have shaped our culture and society, selected by members of the Television Academy, and a first for our organization to present this type of recognition. So we're going to go ahead and dive off into it right now and take a look at what those 75 moments are, how many that we all remember, and just how did they impact our lives and our memories. Number 75 comes from 1992, when Johnny Carson stepped down from The Tonight Show after 30 years. And Bette Midler sang "One More for My Baby" to say farewell to him. Number 74 from 1955, Walt Disney's Disneyland. The Disneyland Story, premiere episode in which Walt Disney gives a preview of his upcoming park called Disneyland. Number 73 from 1993, Cheers, One for the Road. Series finale, where Sam, portrayed by Ted Danson, looks around the empty bar at the end and says, "I'm the luckiest son of a bitch on earth." Number 72 from the 40s, Meet the Press, the first episode featuring guest James Farley, former Postmaster General and Democratic National Committee Chairman. Number 71, Peter Pan. Peter Pan, portrayed by Mary Martin, teaches the darling children how to fly. This was from the 1950s, and also just to mention that Mary Martin was the mom of Larry Hagman. Number 70, Will and Grace, the pilot. Will, portrayed by Eric McCormack, puts their friendship at risk when he tells Grace, portrayed by Deborah Messing, she's making a mistake getting married. Number 69, Julia from 1968. Mama's Man, the premiere episode introducing widowed single mother Julia Baker, portrayed by Diane Carroll. Number 68, Friends, the last episode, which aired in 2004. Titled The Last One, the six friends all leave their keys to the apartment on the kitchen counter and decide to go for one last cup of coffee together, to which Chandler quips, "Where?" Number 67, The Real World. The premiere episode introduces Julie, an aspiring dancer, to her new roommate, six 20-somethings with diverse backgrounds. Number 66, The French Chef. Premiere episode introduces Julia Child making, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, it's a French dish, that's all I'll say. Number 65, Super Bowl 25 pregame, where Whitney Houston performs the Star Spangled Banner. Number 64, Game of Thrones, Winter is Coming. The premiere episode opens with Men of the Night's Watch encountering a White Walker. Number 63 from the 1990s as well, from the 1990s actually, news coverage of the Los Angeles riots following the verdict in the beating of Rodney King. This was from 1992. Number 62 from 1981, General Hospital, episode 1400. I think they got this wrong. There are too many numbers in this episode. The show had been on for 18 years by that point, but I think this number is incorrect. Anyway, it's the episode when Luke and Laura got married. Number 61, the halftime show for the Super Bowl number 38. This is back in 2004 when Justin Timberlake accidentally pulls off Janet Jackson's costume, exposing her right breast. And yes, we saw that live in my house. Number 60, Lost, the pilot, part one. Following a horrific plane crash, 48 survivors find themselves on an uncharted tropical island full of secrets. Number 59, this was from 1953, the coronation of Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth II. Number 58, this is from 1997, the worldwide live coverage broadcast of Princess Diana's funeral. Number 57, the Nat King Cole Show from 1956, the premiere episode featuring the Boutonnieres and Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. Number 56, The Last of Us. Long, long time. Bill places a lethal dose of sleeping tablets in Frank's wine and reveals he poisoned his own drink as well. 55, The Day After from 1983. Television movie aware that he is dying from radiation exposure after a nuclear war, Dr. Oakes returns to bombed out Kansas City. He finds squatters there who offer him food as he collapses and weeps. Of course, Dr. Oakes portrayed by Jason Robards. Number 54, Sesame Street from 1983. Farewell, Mr. Hooper. Big Bird's friends have to remind him that Mr. Hooper has died and must explain what death is. Number 53, The Twilight Zone. Where is everybody? The premiere episode from 1959, featuring a man seemingly all alone in a small town. Number 52, from 1977, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Last Show. The group gathers in the newsroom to say goodbye to each other, culminating in a group hug that shuffles en masse toward a box of tissues. After everyone else exits, Mary smiles before turning off the lights and closing the door. Number 51, Game of Thrones, The Reigns of Castamere. At Rob's wedding, Catelyn reveals chainmail under Bolton's clothes, just as Rob's wife is murdered. Rob is shot with arrows, and his men's throats are cut. Wow. Number 50, Star Trek for the 1960s from 1968. Plato's stepchildren as Captain Kirk and Uhura kiss, the first interracial kiss on national television. 49, The Oprah Winfrey Show, as Oprah gives everyone in her audience a car. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Number 48, MTV from 1983, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was 83. The debut of the Thriller video from Michael Jackson. Number 47, The Golden Girls. From 1985, the premiere episode titled The Engagement, in which Dorothy's mother, Sophia, unexpectedly moves in with her and her roommates, Rose and Blanche. Number 46, Merry Melodies. From the 1950s, What's Opera Doc? As Elmer Fudd tearfully carries off the seemingly dead Bugs Bunny when he thinks that, Bugs Bunny has died. And for a lot of us, a lot of we kids at the time, down through the years, that was our introduction to opera. Up next, we have from, where are we? Number 45, 1977, part two of Roots. Kunta Kinte is whipped repeatedly while being asked his name, with the whipping only ceasing when he actually calls himself Toby. Number 44, American Idol. American Idol season one finale as Kelly Clarkson wins the first season of American Idol. This was, I think, 2001 or 2002. Number 43, Maude from 1973, Maude's Dilemma. Maude and Walter admit that neither of them particularly wants a child and that abortion is the right choice at this stage in their lives. Number 43, 6 Feet Under. Everyone's waiting. In flash forwards, we see milestone events in the main characters' lives and ultimately their deaths. Number 41, CNN from 1980. After an introduction by Ted Turner, David Walker, and Lois Hart anchored CNN's first newscast. Number 40, The Twilight Zone. Time enough at last. After a nuclear catastrophe, loner Henry Bemis, portrayed by Burgess Meredith, is left with all the time in the world to read his beloved books, only to shatter his glasses, leaving him virtually blind. I think that episode was from 1959 or 1960. Number 39, The Simpsons. The Simpsons roasting on an open fire. This is from 1989, I think. The premiere episode in which Bart and Homer get Santa's little helper for Christmas. Number 38, this is from 1994. News coverage of the O.J. Simpson, no, 1995, the O.J. Simpson trial verdict, October the 3rd. Number 37, Live Aid from 1985, multi-venue benefit concert raising money for relief for the famine in Ethiopia. Number 36, The Sopranos, made in America. The Sopranos meet at a diner and sit together. The bell of the diner door rings, and as Tony looks up, the screen cuts to black. That definitely, I've never seen it, but that definitely one of the most unforgettable and memorable series finales in TV history. Up next at 35, Schoolhouse Rock, Conjunction. How could you forget that if you grew up during the era of Schoolhouse Rock? The animated short explaining the main function of conjunctions. And yes, this is definitely available on YouTube. A lot of these moments, by the way, are available on YouTube. Not all of them, of course, but a lot of them are on YouTube, thankfully. If you've never seen them before, you haven't seen them in a long time, just over to YouTube and do a search, and I'm sure that most of these are going to come up for you, thankfully. Up next, we have number 34 from 1992. The release of the video recorded by George Holliday of four police officers beating Rodney King. 33 from 2022, at the Academy Awards, Will Smith slaps Chris Rock. Number 32 from 1971, All in the Family, Meet the Bunkers, the premiere episode where Mike and Gloria plan a surprise party to celebrate Edith and Archie's 22nd anniversary. Number 31, Breaking Bad, the pilot episode as Walter, fleeing from sirens, drives his RV into a ditch. He stumbles out in his underwear and records a video message to his family. Number 30 from 1953, I Love Lucy. Lucy goes to the hospital as Lucy gives birth to little Ricky. 29, 60 Minutes from 1968, the debut episode hosted by Mike Wallace and Harry Reasoner, featured coverage of the Nixon and Humphrey presidential campaigns. 28, President-elect Obama's election night speech, in which he proclaimed change has come to America. This was back in 2008. 27, Seinfeld, the soup Nazi, as Elaine gets rejected from the soup kitchen when she offends the soup Nazi. 26, the finale of Newhart. This is from 1990, the last Newhart. Series finale where Bob awakens Emily to tell her about the strange dream he just had where he was an innkeeper in a small Vermont town. Again, probably the best series finale in TV history. I would say it, my personal opinion, along with probably The Fugitive. Number 29, 60, no, we just did that. I'm sorry. 25, Sesame Street. From 1969, Gordon introduces Sally to Sesame Street, the premiere episode where Gordon welcomes a girl named Sally to Sesame Street. The original Gordon was portrayed by Matt Robinson. Of course, Gordon changed in the 70s, and I can't think of the gentleman's name who has portrayed Gordon for all of those years, but I just want to throw that out there. This also Matt Robinson, Holly Robinson, Pete's dad. 24 MASH from 1975. This was when we saw the death of Colonel Henry Blake when his plane was shot down and there were no survivors. Very unforgettable moment in TV history. All these moments, some of them I've never seen, but the ones I have seen, the ones that I remember watching, whether it was in my lifetime or whether it was, you know, some other kind of way, this list so far actually makes sense. So that was definitely an unforgettable moment. Absolutely. Very unexpected. Number 23, the live coverage of Congress counting electoral votes captures the January 6th insurrection. That was in, of course, 2021. Number 23, no, I'm sorry, that was 23. 22, the Mary Tyler Moore Show again from 1975. This time, Chuckles bites the dust. After admonishing her friends to treat the death of Chuckles more soberly, Mary begins to giggle uncontrollably during the funeral. Number 21 from 1980, Dallas, A House Divided. J.R. Ewing steps into his outer office to pour himself a drink. He steps outside his door to investigate a noise and is gunned down by an unknown assailant. That unknown assailant was his sister-in-law and former mistress, Kristen, portrayed by Bing Crosby's daughter, Mary Crosby. The actual shooting took place in March of 1980, and when we found out who did it, that was in November of 1980. All right, number 20 from, this was from, I'm sorry, getting this mixed up, I'm sorry. Number 20, release of the video of George Floyd's murder. Number 19, from the 70s, All in the Family from 1972, as a matter of fact, Sammy's visit. While picking up a briefcase he left in Archie's cab, Sammy Davis Jr. kisses Archie on the cheek just as a picture is being taken. Number 18, from 1960, the first Kennedy-Nixon presidential debate. Number 17, I Love Lucy from, I believe, 1953. Lucy does a TV commercial. Lucy becomes intoxicated while rehearsing for a television commercial by downing spoonfuls of Vitamija Megamin. And I probably still got it wrong. An alcohol-laced vitamin elixir. Number 16, live coverage of every network of the slow speed car chase of O.J. Simpson and his white Ford Bronco. This was, of course, back in June 1994. Number 15, from the Carol Burnett Show. This is from 1976. Starlet makes a dress out of the curtains and curtain rod of her plantation. Tara. In the sketch, Went with the Wind. That's unforgettable. That was their parody of Gone with the Wind. And by the way, Bob Mackie was the one who designed that unforgettable dress. Number 14 from 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas. As Linus tells Charlie Brown the true meaning of Christmas. Number 13, we have Ellen from the 1990s. I can't remember the year. The puppy episode, as Ellen tells Susan she's gay, inadvertently broadcasting the announcement over the airport's public address system. I remember seeing that. My sister was watching it, and I watched it with her. So, yeah, I think that was 1990. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. And the dates, the years are actually not listed here. Some of these dates I know from memory. But if it's not here, and if I don't remember the year myself, I can't remember the year for some of these. But we're at number 12 now. This is from 1986. A CNN covers the Space Shuttle Challenger launch and the subsequent explosion live. That was from January 28th, 1986. Number 11, The Ed Sullivan Show, when Elvis first performed. I think that was 1956, if I'm not mistaken. And then number 10, 1975, the first episode of Saturday Night Live, hosted by George Carlin. Number 9, MTV. This is from 1981. As the first music video airs, Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. Number 8 from 1983, the final episode, series finale of MASH. Goodbye, farewell, and amen. BJ gives Hawkeye a ride to his chopper, saying he left a note this time. As the helicopter takes off, Hawkeye sees the word goodbye spelled out with rocks. Number 7, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Mr. Rogers invites Officer Clemens to share a wading pool on a hot day. Of course, Officer Clemens was African-American, and that was definitely something that spoke volumes, the two of them actually having their feet in the same pool. Definitely unforgettable. Number 6 from 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. delivers his iconic I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington that August the 28th of 1963. Number 5, also from 1963, November 22nd, 1963, Walter Cronkite announces the death of President John F. Kennedy. Number 4, from 1977, part 1 of Roots, the premiere episode where we see the newborn Kunta Kinte being held aloft by his father, an image of freedom and possibility. Number 3 from 1964, February the 9th, 1964, the Beatles' performance on The Ed Sullivan Show. Number 2 from 2001, September 11th, 2001, live coverage of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. And the top TV moment of the past 75 years, according to the Emmys and those who created this unforgettable list, from 1969, that July of 1969, after Apollo 11 landed on the moon, astronaut Neil Armstrong proclaims one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. So those are the top 75 moments according to the Emmys and those who participated in selecting these 75 moments. Again, I must say the list makes sense. A lot of these events I was not surprised to see mentioned and should have been mentioned. I was really glad to see that they included so many news events, that they didn't just focus on television, you know, TV shows, but they included real life events on this list. A lot of these, we both remember, the two of us. A lot of them, of course, were before our time, but we've seen, you know, in documentaries, in other, you know, seen in other places, like the Ed Sullivan performances, for instance, Walter Cronkite announcing President Kennedy's death, Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. Those all, like I said, we've seen, like I said, in, you know, at school, in documentaries, on YouTube. So like it's a very diverse list. You go all the way from the 40s to just what, 2 years ago, I think. So the list, like I said, really does cover a very large span of time and lots of, like I said, events over, like I said, the decades. So there is one moment, in my humble opinion, I think that should have been included. I think they should have included, of course, I'm sure a lot of you out there can think of other moments yourselves that should have been included. I think that one moment they should have included, definitely, well, two I'm thinking of. Number one, This before our time, absolutely, but that's irrelevant. Still should have been included when Howdy Doody ended in 1960. And Clarabelle spoke for the very first time. That definitely should have been included because that was a really big deal at the time, from what I understand, from, we know what our mother told us and other relatives and other friends of ours who grew up during that time. That was a really definitive TV moment, and that definitely should have been included. And also, they should have included Florida Evans' breakdown over James's death on Good Times in the fourth season, when she throws down the punch bowl and she screams out, "Damn, damn, damn." Definitely should have included that as well. But again, the list, like I said, it is very good. Lots of events, like I said, that, we lived through a lot of these events. Like I said, we remember them happening in real time. And, of course, there are lots of you out there who remember all of these events happening, no doubt, in your lifetime. But, what do you all think? Is the list accurate? Did they really hit the nail on the head? Did they leave some events out, leave something off? Just let us know what you think if you like, or discuss it amongst yourselves, however you would like to proceed. But we definitely felt that this was, a good basis for an episode. We want to share the list with you. Of course, you can go to the Emmys website and look at the list for yourself on their website. But, we just, like I said, wanted to mention, bring the list to you, list off all of the events that they, voted on and selected, and to share this with all of you. But, thank you for joining us today for this episode as we took a look back, at some of the most unforgettable moments, both in television and in music and just in politics and the like, over the past 75 years. And definitely a lot of these moments have definitely affected our lives, both, the two of us, won't go into that. We don't want to make it all about us, but a lot of these moments, like I said, very definitive. Absolutely. When they mentioned on the website about how a lot of these moments really did shape us as a society and as a culture, it also, a lot of these moments shape us individually. And so some of these moments most definitely affected us individually and impacted our lives as well. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of you too. But again, thank you for joining us for this episode today. Thank you for following this podcast. Thank you for listening to it. Thank you for all of your support, which is beyond invaluable to us. Thank you for your time. And if you have not begun to follow the podcast, just hit that follow button and you won't miss out on you won't miss out on any episodes that we bring to you. You'll get them all as soon as they drop. Thank you again for your time and for joining us today, and we will see you all on the next episode.